RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian Election Supervisory Board, Bawaslu, to increase supervision role. Indonesia is to lead Indonesian Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA. Now the news in detail. Commissioner of Indonesian Election Supervisory Board, Nelson Simanjuntak, on Monday in Jakarta expected that the supervisory board will be able to perform its function and role as the election supervisor. The board is expected not to focus only on the election candidate, but to the internal side as well. Speaking at the seminar on election security, Nelson said that the supervisory board is ready to take firm action on violations conducted by election supervisor, including on the preparation of regional concordant general election next December 9th.
Cukup banyak yang sudah dihukum, banyak juga yang sudah diberhentikan, ada ratusan.
A lot of things have been convicted, many who have been fired. There are about 200 were fired for being not neutral or even those indicated of accepting bribes. They have been dealt with by honorary counsel, and we hope to provide a deterrent effect on the election organizers. The goal is to maintain the credibility and honor of election organizers. The Election Supervisory Board play important role to secure election process. Nelson promised to strengthen cooperation with other stakeholders, namely Police Department, the General Election Commission, and People Independent Supervisor, to strengthen the Supervisory Board function in every election. The General Election Commission, KPU, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Data Transparency, Accessibility, and Digitalization in its effort toward conducting free and fair elections. Chairman of the KPU, Husni Kamil Manik, said after the signing of the MOU in Jakarta on Monday that every stakeholder is involved in election, so the openness in public information is crucial, particularly to optimize public supervision. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed by Manik, Director of the Association for Election and Democracy, Purlodem, Titi Anggraini, and MNC Media. The data and information transparency is expected to improve the quality of the election process and boost people's participation levels. Titi Anggraini said data and information openness and transparency would be followed by public participation and control. Referring to the agreement with the MNC Media, Husni Kamil Manik hoped that the media would work professionally in covering and reporting the implementation of the election process. Indonesia will organize simultaneous regional heads elections on December 9th to elect governors, district heads, and mayors across the country. Indonesian is stipulated as chairman of Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, starting in October 2015. Members of EORA consisted of 20 countries in the region and partner countries such as the US, England, Japan, China, France, and Egypt. The three pillars cooperation of EORA are Indian Ocean Business Forum, Working Group on Trade and Investment, and Indian Ocean Rim Academic Group. Adriana Elizabeth, Chairman of Political Research Center of Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, to media at press conference of EORA at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Monday afternoon, said there are many issues discussed on EORA, such as problems of maritime security, science and culture, as well as tourism. Indonesia will be the chairman of EORA in 2015 to 2017. The handover will be conducted in Padang, West Sumatra on October 20th to 23rd, in which Indonesia will also lead the meeting. Trade facilitation, fisheries management, science and technology cooperation, disaster risk management, and climate change, and education, culture, and tourism are the main issues to be discussed. Moreover, Indonesia is stipulated as focal point in the Indian Ocean Rim Academic Group, which was based on the 19th meeting of EORA in 2013 in Perth, Australia. Indian Ocean has been assumed as a strategic trade line for Indonesia and other countries in the world. However, Indonesia needs to do a research on the impact related to the dynamism of the strategic region. It was said by Coordinator of Research of Indian Ocean Rim Academic Group, Indonesia, Rifki Muna, who is also as researcher of Political Research Center of the Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, to media at the press conference of EORA in Jakarta on Monday. Related to the chairmanship of Indonesia on Indian Ocean Rim Association in October 2015, Rifki said it needs a discussion on mapping of disaster potential and the challenges in order to adapt with the global climate change. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro has proposed to the House of Representatives DPR a revision of the economic growth target from 5.5% to 5.3% in the 2016 draft state budget. The Finance Minister stated at a working meeting with Commission 11 on Financial Affairs of the DPR in Jakarta on Monday that the House are proposing to revise down the economic growth target to 5.3% in 2016. This is lower than the target we had proposed in the financial notes at 5.5%. The finance minister noted that the proposed revised target was more realistic in the face of the current global economic developments for the period of the next 5 years, without the need to lower optimism and the possibility of improving the situation in both developing and developed nations. The working meeting with House's Commission 11 has yet to arrive at a decision regarding the government's proposal to revise down the growth target in 2016, as Fadel Muhammad, who chaired the Commission 11 hearing Monday night, adjourned the meeting until Tuesday night, September 22nd. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Rizal Ramli said that the government will soon set up a salt monitoring team by involving four ministries to ascertain the quantity of national salt needs. The team will also be assigned to check the quantity of domestic salt production and salt import and set salt prices based on inputs from the trade minister. The difference has made it difficult for the government to decide whether or not to import the commodity. He will encourage the team to find accurate data so as to help domestic salt industry. The salt monitoring team will be made up of four directors from ministries appointed and assigned to ascertain the quantity of national salt needs. The last item, Deputy Marketing and Business Network Division of Cooperative and Small Medium Businesses Ministry, Emilia Suhaimi, targets a 5% increase in transaction in this year's SMESCO Festival. Emilia told a media conference Monday, September 22nd, that the ministry target this year's festival to rake a whopping 21 billion rupiah in profit, or 5% higher than last year. Emilia believes the donation could be rich as the number of visitors is a lot more than the previous years. Emilia said this year's Mesco Festival will be different from before as it has been updated and improved in quality. This year's Mesco Festival will also be participated in by a number of foreign entrepreneurs. There will be a total of 650 booths, where 10 among them will come from outside of ASEAN country. And the festival will be held from October the 1st to 4th, 2015 in the Jakarta Convention Center. That was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello listener, here is commentary entitled Hope on Agency for Papua Development Acceleration. Papua is an area rich with natural resources. The bowels of Papua's earth, with an area of about 16% of the area of Indonesia, containing various types of mines such as oil, natural gas, copper, and gold. Therefore, Papua can be referred to as a warehouse of Indonesia's natural wealth. Unfortunately, Papua's economy does not reflect this at all. According to the Central Bureau of Statistics of Papua Province, Papua economy in the second quarter of 2015, measured in terms of gross domestic product or GDP at current prices, only reached around 33 trillion rupiah. While West Java, a smaller province than Papua, its GDP reached more than 379 trillion rupiahs in the same period. As a special autonomous region, the central government funding for the development of Papua is very large compared to other regions in Indonesia. By 2015, the special autonomy fund for Papua and West Papua provinces was recorded at 7 trillion rupiahs. Papua economic growth is not significant when compared to the funds spent by the central government for accelerating its development. In the administration of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in 2011, a unit for the acceleration of development in Papua and West Papua was formed to support coordination, facilitating and controlling the province's development. Currently, in order to accelerate economic development in Papua and West Papua, the Joko Widodo government deems it necessary to set a development policy based on natural resources. Obviously, with regard to the economic, social, cultural, and environmental aspects in Papua. On that basis, President Joko Widodo on May 21, 2015, signed a decree concerning a study team on natural resources management policy for economic development of Papua. The President appointed the Minister of National Development Planning, concurrently head of the National Development Planning Agency, as the team leader. To follow up, the government in the near future will establish a body or institution which task is to accelerate the development of natural resource-based Papua in order to focus and accelerate the region's economy. It is expected that the government's effort would yield significant results. The local government, namely the governors and regions, should support and proactively seek alternative ways to accelerate development in Papua and West Papua, because they will know the potential and needs of the region. Well, listener, that was commentary today.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with September 22, 1960. Mali gains independence. Mali is a country located in Northwest Africa. The country has a high civilization. However, from the 8th century until the 16th century, Mali was controlled by Sudan. Then Moroccan controlled the country. In 1898, Mali was colonized by France. Finally, 62 years later, on September 22, 1960, Mali won its independence. Over now to September 22, 1949, the Soviet Union detonated its first atomic bomb. The Soviet Socialist Republic, also called the Soviet Union, is a communist country in the Eastern Europe and North Asia that existed from 1917 until 1991. The country is established after the October Revolution on November 7, 1917. According to the Gregorian calendar date, the Soviet Union used to be a federal state. On September 22, 1949, the Soviet Union detonated its first atomic bomb as a trial. Actually, the Soviet Union is one of superpower countries beside the United States. But once dissolved, Russia, the principal successor state of the Soviet Union, was not strong anymore. After the Soviet Union dissolved and established the Commonwealth of Independent States, known as CIS or Commonwealth of Independent States, where all the countries of former Soviet Union members participated, except the three Baltic states, namely Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which joined the European Union and NATO. At that time, the Soviet Union had three representatives at the United Nations, namely the Soviet Union, Ukraine, and Belarus. Finally, is an event from September 22, 1980, Iraq-Iran War. Iran-Iraq War is a war between Iraq and Iran which began in September 1980 and ended in August 1988. Generally, this war is known as the Persian Gulf War that Iraq-Kuwait conflict erupted in the early 1990s and for some time recognized as the first Persian Gulf War. This battle began when Iraqi forces broke through the border of Iran on September 22, 1980 due to protracted problem border between the two countries and also fears of Saddam Hussein's toppling Shiite position brought by Imam Khomeini in the Iranian Revolution. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia was elected as the IAEA External Auditor for 2016-2017 period. Stay tuned in www.voy.co.id.
Focus, daily news and events.
For the first time, the Supreme Audit Agency of the Republic of Indonesia was elected as the external auditor of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, in the period 2016 until 2017. The selection was determined at the 59th General Session of the IAEA in Vienna, Austria, on Thursday, September 17th. In the session, which was also attended by the head of Indonesian Permanent Representative in Vietnam, the Indonesian Supreme Audit Agency expressed readiness to receive the trust given by the IAEA and is committed to deliver results as external auditor to the agency. The election of Indonesian agency as external auditor is one of Indonesian diplomatic achievement in increasing active role in international organizations. IAEA is an independent organization founded in the 29th of July 1957 with the aim of promoting the peaceful use of nuclear energy and deter its use for military purposes. IAEA serves as an intergovernmental forum for scientific and technical cooperation in the use of nuclear technology and nuclear power peacefully worldwide. IAEA consists of 164 countries and has its headquarters located in Vienna, Austria. Jarod Wisnubroto, along with Deputy Director General Technical Cooperation of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Dazu Yang, signed a document of country program framework Indonesia for the period 2016 until 2020. Minister Consular of the Indonesian Embassy, who is also permanent representative in Vietnam, Dodi Kusumonegoro, explained that the framework is Indonesia's cooperation with the IAEA that will be used as a reference in formulating programs and plans of IAEA Technical Cooperation Project for Indonesia. Preparation for the Country Program Framework, or a CPF, refers to programs and national development priorities for 2016 until 2020 period to accommodate elements of sustainable development goals. The CPF document set out 7 main areas of cooperation, namely food and agriculture, health, energy, water and environment, tin ore mining industry, and the security of radioactive radiation and nuclear safety and security. In his speech, Deputy Director General of the IAEA Technical Cooperation, Dazu Yang, expressed his appreciation for the contribution and active participation of Indonesia in various IAEA Technical Cooperation programs. The results of cooperation activities with Indonesia is not only beneficial to the end users in Indonesia, but also a best practices benchmark for other developing countries. Jarod Wisnubroto from Indonesia expressed gratitude for the cooperation between Indonesia and IAEA Technical Cooperation. The cooperation gives concrete results and a positive impact in many areas of development. Indonesia will strengthen the existing cooperation, including providing technical assistance to other developing countries under the umbrella of South-South Cooperation through triangular mechanism with the IAEA. That was today's focus of Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Tuesday, September 22, 2015, in Jakarta. We start with Kompas. In its headline, writes about MRT is a realization from political commitment. Infrastructure development of mass transportation needs political commitment from the central government and regional government. Jakarta Mass Rapid Transit MRT project is able to become a model. Without a strong political commitment, the public transportation facility left behind continuously. The development of MRT Jakarta on Monday, September 21st, entered the new phase with the beginning of underground drilling. Now the headline of Media Indonesia about the regional heads are as to health economy. President Joko Widodo asked 255 candidates of regional heads who promoted by Nasdem Party to work harder in repairing the slowdown economy when they chosen in the next simultaneous regional heads election 2015. President Joko Widodo admitted the economic slowdown really happened in Indonesia. It is seen from the economic growth achievement of 5.01% in 2014, dropped to 4.7% at the first semester in 2015. Meanwhile, Republika in its headline writes about rice import is opened. The government scheduled to immediately open a nexus of rice import to fulfill food necessity. Prolonged drought become the reason to take the policy, even though the government not willing to import rice. On Monday, September 21st, Vice President Yusuf Kalla called a number of ministers to discuss the preparation of national resilience in facing natural phenomenon of El Nino that caused the drought. And we conclude with Business Indonesia in its headline writes about great interest toward Oreo 12. Amid the decline of investment returns of stock and mutual funds, interest toward retail treasury bonds of Oreo 12 is quite high. It was seen from the proposal value of seller agent to 34.6 trillion rupiah. The value is 73% higher from the target of emission indicative decided by the government in amounting of 20 trillion rupiah. Listener, that was headline from national newspapers published today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief.
Commissioner of Indonesian Election Supervisory Board Nelson Simanjuntak on Monday in Jakarta expected that the supervisory board will be able to perform its function and role as the election supervisor. The General Election Commission, KPU, has signed a memorandum of understanding on data transparency, accessibility, and digitalization in its effort toward conducting free and fair elections. Indonesia is stipulated as chairman of Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, starting in October 2015. Members of IORA consisted of 20 countries in the region and partner countries such as the US, England, Japan, China, France, and Egypt. Indian Ocean has been assumed as a strategic trade line for Indonesia and other countries in the world. However, Indonesia needs to do a research on the impact related to the dynamism of the strategic region. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro has proposed to the House of Representatives DPR a revision of the economic growth target from 5.5% to 5.3% in 2016 draft state budget. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Rizal Ramli said that the government will soon set up a salt monitoring team by involving four ministries to ascertain the quality of national salt needs. Deputy Marketing and Business Network Division of Cooperative and Small Medium Businesses Ministry Emilia Suhaimi targets a 5% increase in transaction in this year's Smesco Festival. She told a media conference Monday, September 22nd, that the ministry targeted this year's festival to rake a whopping 21 billion rupiah in profit, or 5% higher than last year. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit the province of East Nusa Tenggara. So stay tuned. Dear listener, Alor is a sub-district in East Nusa Tenggara province. It is recognized as an island of 1,000 moko, or cultural objects of Alor community. The region is located in the eastern part of Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province. Alor is also a place with enchantment underwater wealth. The divers who have visited the area expressed their views that the beauty of Alor is not less than the Caribbean islands, which is famously in the world. Under the sea around Alor Island, there are at least 50 points of dive. The dive locations in Alor have been visited by many divers from various countries such as America, Australia, Austria, England, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Canada, New Zealand, and several countries in Asia. From many diving points, 20 of which are excellent quality and have stated the best in the world. Listener, marine tourism activity is a major tourism activity that are conducted by many tourists when visiting Alor. One of the best places to do marine activities is in the Mali Beach. Mali Beach is located in the Kabola village, Teluk Mutiara sub-district, Alor. The distance is about 10 kilometers from Kalabahi, downtown of Alor. The beach presents calm waters, wild sand, and the beautiful underwater panoramas. When you arriving in the Mali Beach, you will be presented with a row of palm trees that grow along the beach. There, you will see daily activities of the local people who have become fishermen as their livelihood. Every morning, the fishermen sell their catch to the local residents. Listener, going vacation to the Mali Beach, you can much swim around the water of Mali Beach. In addition, you can also snorkel to see the beauty of the Sea of Mali. If you are lucky, you will find dugong there. It turns out in the waters there are one of marine mammals that are rarely to be found in the world, where the local people usually call it as duyung. About 3 kilometers from Mali Beach, you can see the nostalgic forest landscape. The visitors will be given a variety of plants to be planted around the site by putting his name on the tree. At this forest, there is also a cool spring under a grove of walnut trees and beautiful sandalwood. To visit the island of Alor, you can take it by air transportation from Kupang, the capital of East Nusa Tenggara. From Kupang, there are some airlines that flies to Mali Airport in Kalabahi, the capital city of Alor. The travel time is about 1 hour by plane. Transnusa provides daily flights from and to Kupang, Alor. Other options of transportation from Kupang is by ferry that takes about 12 hours to Larantuka. Next, to continue the journey by wooden boat to Kalabahi Port about 1 hour. From Kalabahi City Center, you can use land transportation to the Mali Beach. After arriving at the beach gate, you will be required to pay the entrance fee of only 3,000 rupiah per person. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Mali Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. See you and sampai jumpa.
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is kegiatan setiap hari, or in English, daily activities. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say its words slowly twice. You can follow after me. Kegiatan. Kegiatan. In English, activity. Setiap hari. Setiap hari. Every day. Tiga bulan. Tiga bulan. 3 months. Pagi. Pagi. Morning. Jam lima. Jam lima. 5 a.m. Bangun, bangun, to get up. 30 menit, 30 menit, 30 minutes. Olahraga, olahraga, exercise. Jam 5.30 menit, jam 5.30 menit, 5.30 a.m. Menyiapkan, menyiapkan, to prepare. Sarapan. Sarapan, breakfast. Membaca, membaca, to read. Koran, koran, newspaper. Jam 6, jam 6, 6 a.m. Mandi, mandi, to take a shower. Mobil kantor, office car. Jam 6.15, jam 6.15, 6.15 a.m. Jam 7.30, jam 7.30, 7.30 a.m. Macet, macet, traffic jam. Jam 7.45, jam 7.45, 7.45 a.m. Jam 8, jam 8, 8 a.m. Jam 12, jam 12, 12 o'clock. Istirahat, istirahat. Have a break. Makan siang, lunch. Sore, sore, afternoon. Makan malam, dinner. Acara, acara, program. Tidur, tidur, to sleep. Next is a conversation on kegiatan setiap hari, or in English, daily activities. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tommy and Tono at the office. Hi Tom, kamu sudah 3 bulan di Indonesia. Hi Tom, kamu sudah 3 bulan di Indonesia. In English. Hi Tom, you've been 3 months in Indonesia. Apa saja kegiatan kamu? Apa saja kegiatan kamu? In English, what are your activities? Kegiatan saya setiap hari adalah... Kegiatan saya setiap hari adalah... My activities every day are... Jam 5 pagi saya bangun tidur. Jam 5 pagi saya bangun tidur. At 5 o'clock, I get up. Kemudian, saya berolahraga selama 30 menit. Kemudian, saya berolahraga selama 30 menit. Then, I do some exercise for 30 minutes. Jam 5.30, saya menyiapkan sarapan. Jam 5.30, saya menyiapkan sarapan. At 5.30, I prepare breakfast. Sarapan pagi dan membaca koran. Sarapan pagi dan membaca koran. then having breakfast while reading newspaper. Jam 6, saya mandi. Jam 6, saya mandi. At 6, I take a shower. Jam 6.15, mobil kantor datang menjemput saya. Jam 6.15, mobil kantor datang menjemput saya. At 6.50, the office car comes and pick me up. Saya berangkat kantor sekitar jam 7.30. Saya berangkat kantor sekitar jam 7.30. I leave for the office at 7.30. Kalau tidak macet jam 7.45, saya sudah sampai di kantor. Kalau tidak macet jam 7.45, saya sudah sampai di kantor. If there's no traffic jam at 7.45, I'm already at the office. Tetapi kalau macet sekitar jam 8, saya baru sampai kantor. Tetapi kalau macet sekitar jam 8, saya baru sampai kantor. But if there is a traffic jam, I arrive at 8 o'clock at the office. Jam 12, saya istirahat dan makan siang. Jam 12, saya istirahat dan makan siang. At 12, I take a break and have lunch. Kira-kira jam 5 sore, saya pulang kantor. Kira-kira jam 5 sore, saya pulang kantor. At around 5 p.m., I leave the office and go home. Jam 7 malam, saya makan malam. Jam 7 malam, saya makan malam. At 7 p.m., I have dinner. Dan kalau tidak ada acara, jam 10 malam, saya tidur. Dan kalau tidak ada acara, jam 10 malam, saya tidur. And if there's no special program, at 10 p.m. I go to bed. Semoga kamu senang tinggal di Indonesia, khususnya Jakarta. Semoga kamu senang tinggal di Indonesia, khususnya Jakarta. Hopefully you like staying in Indonesia, especially Jakarta. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until next edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to a pop music group, namely Soul Vibe. Well listeners, let's listen to a song entitled Adinda by Soul Vibe Band. Happy listening.
Now close your eyes and feel it, girl. Let's leave all the doubts and stop thinking. Let's start something after all that drinking. Go take it off, let me feel your caress. Rub your body to mine, I'ma give you my best. Baby, I'll make this night hard to forget. Every breath to moaning, won't stop to moaning. Maybe tomorrow we can do it again. We'll keep on doing it, cause you're still on my brain. Come on.
Jiwa kita yang telah tercipta, bersama kita satukan rindu dalam belayan. Mari
hey, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. can, I'ma give you my best all throughout the night. No need for guilt, baby girl, 'cause it feels so right. Don't think twice, let's keep on doing it. Don't ever stop, 'cause I really love it.
Listener, wherever you are, Soul Vibe Music Group officially began a career in the music world since 2005, and until now, they still continue to work in the music world. Soul Vibe tends to play pop musical genre, then become their typical music. In their career in the music world, slowly but sure, their popularity began to increase along with a number of albums they have released. Shortly, Soul Vibe has run their career for a decade in the music world, and three albums have proved the quality and consistency of the band in the music. In 2008, Soul Vibe successfully released their album, entitled Soul Vibe, which contains 11 latest songs. In 2010, the band re-released an album entitled Antarctica, which contains 9 songs. In this album, Soul Vibe still present hip-hop songs that has become the distinctive character of their music. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Antarctica by Soul Vibe Band. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Sejenak, sedikit akan mencoba yang aku bisa.
You're still tuned to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in our segment of program Music Corner. Listener, in 2012, Soul Vibe released the latest album entitled Gravitasi, which contains 10 latest songs. In this album, Soul Vibe tends to feature jazz genre, so that they try to change to give a new atmosphere in their album. In August 2015, on the Indonesian Jazz Festival event, Soul Vibe, which consisting of Bayu Adiputra Imran, the vocalist, Ramadan Handianto Jiwatama, the bassist, and Muhammad Sesa Rizal, drummer, launched their fourth album entitled Tak Bisa Menunggu and Balada Romansa. Well, listeners, to conclude our program for today of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Tak Bisa Menunggu and Balada Romansa by Soul Vibe Band. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Pertama kali ku melihatmu, seolah diriku lama mengenalmu. Ku perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, sekejap senyummu merasuk diriku.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.